Hello, Barbara here. Today I'm once again in Tomlin Fire Station, and today I'm meeting with Dave Manning, who is currently the fire prevention
Assistant.
assistant but is a former fireman with 30 years service. Hello, Dave, and thanks for making time for us.
Hello, Barbara. Thank you for inviting me.
We've done recordings many times with the fire service. Would you like to bring us up to date? What's absolutely current at the moment?
Right. At the moment, many of you may be aware that we used to do things called home fire safety checks, where we'd come out to people's homes and primarily make sure they're safe from fire, fit smoke alarms if you hadn't got them, and just give you general fire safety advice. We are still doing that in a way, but we're changing the way we do it. We're now calling these visits safe and well visits, and as well as looking at fire safety, we will look at other things that we think we can help or refer you on to other agencies who could help. So we would look at things like social isolation, crime prevention, falls prevention, whether you're able to heat the house and keep the house warm for yourself, etc. etc. These visits take a little bit longer than a home fire safety check used to take, but we will look into.
It's a lot more thorough, is it?
It's a lot more thorough. We still do the same level of fire
Yeah.
safety advice. We still give you that. That is primarily why we're there. But we're looking at other things. And the reason we're doing this is because we've been doing home fire safety checks for the past 20 plus years. And in that time, the number of fires that West Yorkshire Fire Service attend have dropped by over two-thirds.
Wow.
So.
If you had any concerns when you were in the house, are you able to inform a relative or another agency?
Yes, but only with the person's whose house it is, only if we get their consent.
A written
We need a
consent.
written consent. We need
So
a
this is
signature on the
data
form.
protection, is it? Yeah,
We need a signature on a form that says they give us their consent to refer them on to
Because
other
that's wonderful.
agencies.
If you can put other agencies in touch,
Yeah,
that's
we will
wonderful.
refer you on to other agencies. And I said the reason we're doing this is over the 20 years we've been doing it, fires have dropped by
Yeah,
two-thirds,
yeah.
and other agencies, primarily the NHS, have said, right, let us try prevention rather than a
Yeah,
cure.
yeah.
So what the ultimate aim is to keep you, the householder, safe and well, ultimately to prevent you having to go into hospital,
Yeah.
etc., etc. So if we can put things in place, such as if you're prone to falling, if you've had a few falls in the last 12 months, we can refer you on to a falls risk assessment where they can come out. They may be able to put your grab rails
Yeah.
in, a chairlift in the bath, if that
Yeah.
sounds correct. Things that's going to prevent you having a fall so that ultimately, if you do fall, you won't end up in hospital because we can stop the fall from happening in the first place. We're a little bit more selective on who we do safe and well visits for now. In the past, anybody ringing up and saying, can we have a home fire safety advice visit? We would just go out and visit them, regardless of whether they were young, capable, had working smoke alarms, etc., etc. Now, if you ask for a safe and well visit, a home fire safety check, as such, we'll ask you a few
Yeah.
qualifying
Yeah.
questions, such as, do you have working smoke alarms? Do you live by yourself? Are you over 65? Do you smoke? Do you have a disability? Are you on any medication that might make you sleep, home oxygen, etc., etc., etc.?
Sight impairment in particular for this
Yes,
audience, yeah.
sight impairment,
Yeah.
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 That will give you points.
Yeah.
For example, if you haven't got working smoke alarm, you will get 2 points.
Yeah.
If you're over 65, you will get 1 point. If you
Yeah.
smoke, you'll get a point.
Yeah.
You've got to score over the high score of 2 points for us to come out. So basically, if you're over 65, you smoke, you haven't got working smoke alarms, automatically there you've got 4 points. So,
So not many get refused.
not many get refused, but what we're trying to filter out are the young couple who've got working smoke alarms, don't smoke, and they're not really a risk. Most fire deaths or fire injuries, fires, start in elderly people's homes. It's a horrible fact, but it happens. I've got my own theories over that, because I'm elderly myself now. I know that I bought my toaster 30 years ago and I still use it. It's not a modern toaster.
No. But you aren't conscious when you're in people's houses.
Yeah.
Was it you, I think it was, that told us that horrific story about Ebden Bridge when the couple and nobody knew?
Oh, that yes, it was Rastrick.
Yeah.
Quickly tell you the story. It was a couple, they went out to celebrate Christmas on a works Christmas do. Yeah. Came back, they'd had a few drinks, as you would at Christmas. Came back, the female of the couple went to bed, had a cigarette in bed, fell asleep, more due to being so drunk than tired, fell into a very deep sleep, cigarette dropped in the bed, so do not smoke and go in bed, basically, because you go to bed to sleep, not to smoke.
Yeah.
Her husband was in the front room. He was also drunk, so...
He didn't hear anything.
Yeah. They had working smoke alarms, and this is the thing, the smoke alarms went off, but because they were so drunk and in a deep sleep, they didn't wake up, and consequently they both died as a result of that fire. So...
We think it can't happen anymore, this. Obviously this is a fairly recent
this
example,
was,
isn't it? Not this Christmas
last... Yeah, Christmas 2017, so just before
couple.
Christmas, a young couple, both in the 20s.
Yeah, dreadful. So it does happen.
It does happen, unfortunately, and will happen again, but my job as a fire prevention officer for the fire service is to try and prevent it from happening.
I noticed when you were at the last meeting, we had a joint meeting with other agencies, didn't we? And you were... sort of talking to each other about risks and what you can do and what they can do.
Yeah, we do so much work with other agencies now.
That's good, it's about time.
Yeah, the reason I'm in Tomerton now is because I've just been out with Age UK.
Oh, that's my other charity.
Is it? That was for the class as a hoard or something. It's full of hoarding.
Well, if you've nothing on your urgent list, we'll wrap it there. But if you've forgotten anything, please, please, please contact me and I'll come straight back. Now, do you want to give any phone numbers out?
Yes. If you've listened to me and you're thinking, oh, yes, a safe and well visit is for me, there's a phone number you can ring, which is a free phone number, and it's 0800 587 4536. I'll just say that again. It's 0800...
That's a free call, isn't it?
Yeah, free call. 0800 587 4536. Or, if you're on the internet, go to www.westyorksfire.gov.uk. On our homepage, in the top right-hand corner, there is a small picture of a smoke alarm.
Yeah.
And it says safe and well visit. Just click on that, and that will take you through to a referral sheet. Just put your details into that. Yeah. It'll ask you the 9 questions.
Yeah.
Are you elderly?
As
do you smoke? Etc. Etc. As long as you score over 2 points, it will generate a visit, and someone will then contact you, make a ring you up, telephone appointment. We'll always make an appointment.
Yeah.
And we'll come out and see you.
And the usual safety warning at the door, you will have rung ahead and you will have ID.
Yes, we will have ID. I'm showing it the tape recorder now, but unfortunately can't see.
And you've also got your shirt sewn on, haven't you?
It will be a uniformed officer that comes in a fire service vehicle, whether it be a fire engine or a little red van.
That'd be nice for me, older people, a fire engine turning up.
You could get either. It's either a fire engine come or somebody in a little red
van. Anyway, as long as they listen to this and take on your advice.
Yes.
And thank you very much for your time.
All right, you're welcome, and thank you for asking
me. Thank you, Dave.
Bye. Thank you.